the disagreements among Christians in the first world have much more to do with how Christianity should position itself over against modernity, especially with regard to the authority of Scripture and the future destiny of the world and of Christians themselves. I want to provide something of a typology of four responses that we find among Christians today. The first response might be called an active resistant response. This is found largely today among evangelical Christians, sometimes called fundamentalist Christians, and until 1964, among Roman Catholic Christians, primarily. The active resistant response seeks to oppose modernity, simply reject the Enlightenment and all its ways, and indeed reject the political overturning of Christianity's power, and to align itself with a distinctively Christian culture, if you will, to turn back the clock. Such Christians, earlier Roman Catholics, evangelical Christians, seek to create a separate but equal Christian culture that is unmarked by the values of modernity or of the Enlightenment. As I mentioned in the earlier lecture, Christian rock and roll, Christian education, Christian art, each of these representing separate values which reject the cultural values of modernity. Such Christians engage in polemics. They attack modernity, attack the ways of the Enlightenment, and they engage in apologetics. They write elaborate defenses of Christianity's view of the world and its posture. With regard to Scripture, such Christians have tended to be what are called fundamentalists in their approach to Scripture. They take Scripture at its literal meaning and regard it as inerrant. So the position that Scripture must be swallowed whole, if you will, and without exercising the criticism of human reason, is sometimes becomes almost a Maginot line of loyalty to the Christian tradition. Paradoxically, the active resistant response is in some sense most defined by modernity, because in fact by actively resisting, it actually accepts the categories of modernity as the categories that need to be fought. So if the Enlightenment says that Scripture can only be true if it is literally true and historically true, the fundamentalist responds by saying, well, it is literally true and historically true, accepting the very limited understanding of rationality that is offered by the Enlightenment, rather than saying, my goodness, language can be true in a number of ways. It can be true mythically, it can be true poetically, it can be true through metaphor, and so forth. So even though the active resistant response is militantly opposed to modernity, it's also very much defined by modernity. It's impossible to think of the contemporary evangelical Christians, let us say, in the 15th century. Simply would not be thinkable apart from the conditions of modernity. A second response is what I call passive resistant. And as the term suggests, this is the simple refusal to acknowledge modernity. And this is found, as I suggested earlier, among the Orthodox tradition, Greek Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox tradition, which has deliberately cultivated hagia paradosis, holy tradition, continuity with the past. Nothing has changed, therefore nothing needs to be addressed. We simply ignore modernity. And in terms of Scripture then, in terms of the way that the Bible is read, Orthodox theologians, Orthodox preachers continue to read the Bible in Greek or in Russian, in exactly the same way that the patristic authors of the 4th and 5th centuries read it. Indeed, their major authorities for what the Bible means are found in those ancient Greek writers. There is, in other words, no critical engagement with Scripture, but rather a total acceptance of revelation as dominant and without paying any attention at all to the 6 days a week when they are living in the modern world.